typically we look at farm families that are doing a great job of conservation, and these people fit that category. They've been long-term, going back to Henry Mueller, Stuart Mueller, Jim Mueller, now Jason, and now Colby. Jason's son Colby is starting getting more involved with the operation. Of course, he's still in high school, but that's okay. It's a long-term commitment that these people have had with conservation for a number of practices, been involved with Farm Bureau. Jim was on my Soil and Water Conservation District Board for a number of years. He's now off, but that family's been involved with a lot of different things in conservation. They had the no-till plot for their west of Edgington for 20-some years, showing different varieties of no-till corn and beans, a lot of practices. Now they're getting into cover crops, and they recently have the honor of getting a five-star rating on what we call the Star Saving Tomorrow's Ag Land. And so we're just recognizing them as a family that has been a long-term committed to conservation.
And how important is it, Rich, to share knowledge and share information like the Muellers have been doing for, as I count, five generations?
Yeah, it goes back to farmers follow examples of other farmers doing things, and setting a good example in their area has been key for other farmers to see the things they do and how it can benefit their own operations. And that's why in that area particularly, we have a lot of farmers have no-till corn and beans because they followed a good example of what the Muellers have been doing. Now we're seeing the results of some other things with some cover crops and some other practices to benefit that area. With some very hilly ground, this is a good time to be, especially with all the rain we've had, a very good example why we needed conservation on the hills.